of a love that should be.
Those of you that happen to know C. Cruz from Frankie Ford will immediately recognise, of course, that that wasn't C. Cruz by Frankie Ford. In actual fact, I made a boo-boo. I put the wrong track on an album, but unfortunately, it wasn't my fault, really, because the label was all wrong. And in actual fact, that particular track was Ron Holden and a thing called Love You So. So while Cuddly Wifey is going to read out a couple of cards, the boy here is going to try and get Frankie Ford, C. Cruz, actually on the turntable.
Right, we've got one here from Jeff Osborne of Six Beaches Close, Hockley in Essex. And he says, please would you dedicate a record to Barry Sheen, Don McKay, Ray Forsdyke, Anthony and Steve McAuliffe, Andy and Ian.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right, yes. Now let's see if we're successful this time. We've got, I hope, the track coming up. Frankie Ford and C. Cruz. Was gone. I'm pleased to say we got that one completely 100% sorted out that time. Frankie Ford on a record called Sea Cruise. Right, more correct entries coming up for you. One here from Ria Hilhorst of Loosbrugelweg 25 in Leusden Zuid in the province of Utrecht.
Got one here from Neville Morton of 54 St Margaret's Crescent, Leusden in Suffolk in England. He'd like us to say hello to Luce in Holland, Elizabeth in Sweden, and also he enclosed a piece of string for me. Thank you very much, Neville, and thanks to everybody else who sent me pieces of string. I haven't yet had to use them because Mike's been behaving himself for the past week or so. So
yes.
I've got them all tied together and I've got about 3 miles, I think.
So I'm going into the second-hand balls of string business myself, personally. That's what I've been working on. Right, got a card here from Theo Hattinger of Johannesstraat 62 in Den Haag. And he writes a little message on the back. He says, why are there more English cards read out than Dutch? And, well, Theo, I can tell you quite honestly, the reason for that is quite simple, because we get more English cards than we do from the Dutch people. We try and read out a fair balance between everything, so I hope you're not sort of upset about that at all, but obviously we get 3 or 4 times more cards from the United Kingdom than we do from Holland. If we get more cards from Holland, then obviously it would be the other way around, would it not?
Yes, of course it would.
Right.
But the next record is...
You've forgotten it, haven't you?
I have, yes. Here comes the night from them.
With another guy, his arm around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. She's chosen him and simply let them be.
Group called Them, and the title of the record, of course, Here Comes the Night. Right, before we're going to read out more cards, we've got some news for you. Here's great news for all RNI listeners. The History of RNI is the title of a new double LP, and it's now available to you for only 30 Dutch guilders. The History of RNI is not only a wonderful souvenir, but is a complete recorded documentary of the life of RNI, dating back to the early beginning up to this present time, and highlighting all the important events. Not only is this great double album yours to treasure, but it would make the ideal gift for one of your friends. Don't delay and order today. Get your History of RNI double album by writing now while stocks last. All you have to do is send your name and address and a money order of 30 Dutch guilders to History of RNI, Pirate Radio News, Post Box 102, Groningen, 8000, Holland. That address to write to again,
History of RNI, Pirate Radio News, Post Box 102, Groningen, spelled Groningen, 8000 in Holland.
And thank you very much to Graham for hopping in and giving you that little piece of information. A brand new album that is once again called The History of RNI, Post Box 102, Groningen, which is in the north of Holland. If you can't quite spell it out, then I suggest you look around a map and have a look for Groningen. It's one of the biggest towns in North Holland, and it's bound to be marked on your atlas. Anyway, there you go. I've got a card here from Christina Carey of 23 Apsley Crescent, Derby's Corner, Poole in Dorset.
Got one from Alan and Denise Watts of 19 Minnie Street, Haworth, near Keighley in Yorkshire. And they say, please tell Dave Knight in Leeds to stop sending in more than one card, as 2 weeks ago he had two name checks.
How did we miss that?
I don't know. Anyway, yes, everything arrived from you and Denise okay, Alan. So thanks very, very much for the records and my birthday gift and everything else you sent.
Right, and in actual fact, we're going to feature some of the records you sent in, because we actually very, very pleased with that particular pile of records, because we haven't got good copies on board. We've got a couple of very, very tatty copies, and the quality of yours was very, very nice. So, Alan and Denise, personal thanks from yours truly, and personal thanks from everybody on board the ship, because it sort of at least makes our library a little bit more complete in that direction anyway, especially with the Seekers records. Right now, though... The title of the record, of course, comes from the Seekers in the year of 1966. And what's your card say, then?
My card says Trevor Colliffe of 29 Bedford Road, Clacton-on-Sea in Essex has got a correct entry.
Does it really?
Yes.
I've got a card here from, would you believe, Townsend the Pound. Yes, Martin Townsend to the Pound, Bloxham, Banbury in Oxfordshire, who wrote on the bottom of his nice piece of cardboard a sort of selection of records that he'd like to hear in the show one time. And actually, Martin, we have sorted out one of them and it's coming up for you right now. From Cat Stevens, the title's Peace Train.
Happy lately, thinking about good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, from their eyes a peace train. This country, come take me home again. Yeah. I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train.
too will be with you. And come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Not on the peace train.
Crying late, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. This peace train will be rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train. Ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Was gone in the distance. That's Cat Stevens, of course, in a record called Peace Train. Right, more correct entries coming up for you. One here from Mr. Tony Jackson of 6 Woodley Avenue, Frean Barnet in London.
We've got one from Sylvian de Costa of Ecole Salgreo, 120 Rue Gustave Delroy, 59210 Caudekirch in Branche, and that's in France. She says, please could we dedicate a record to her brother Eric and also her pen friend Susan, who lives in Shildon in County Durham, and she'll be 19 on the 1st of June. So many happy returns, Susan. And she'd like your song by Elton John.
Your wish, her command.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. The verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song is for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind what I put down in the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind.
The record that put Elton John on the map, of course. The title was Your Song. Before we get into more cars, we got a little thing we've got to do. Whether you're visiting Zurich for business or pleasure, the Nova Park is the hotel to ask for. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together, with its ultra-modern rooms fitted with baths, telephone, radio, and television. The Nova Park Hotel is enjoyable to live in, and meeting there is always a pleasure. The hotel forms part of Europe's first business center, with conference and committee rooms with audio-visual facilities, a multilingual central secretariat, and offices placed at the disposal of today's businessman. The Nova Park Hotel also is a place to relax in, with a fully equipped fitness club, with qualified trainers and masseurs. All this, plus the Nova Park Hotel's excellent dining and drinking facilities, will make your stay in Zurich pleasant and successful. The Nova Park Hotel, Zurich, Switzerland. Telephone Zurich 542221. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together.
Right, thank you, Daffy Don. And that is the place to go if you happen to be visiting Zurich. It's a really fantastic hotel. I've just got some thingy screeds from it, you know, pictures of the hotel and things, and it really is very, very nice. Anyway, if you ever go to Zurich, places, of course, the Nova Park Hotel. We've got more correct entries coming up for Hit Back Competition number 25, which, if you tuned in very late and missed the first part of it, was Flying Machine and Smile, A Little Smile for Me. I got a correct entry here from Michael Beck of 2 Hamburg 70, Levenberger Straße Ain or Eins in West Germany.
Got one from Matthew Hutchins of 33 Rockingham Avenue, Hornchurch in Essex.
And we've got a little record coming up to you from Little Piggy March. The title, I Will Follow Him.
Touch my hand, I knew that near him I always must be, and nothing can keep him from me.
I can remember that because that was 1963 that record was released. Little Peggy March in a record called I Will Follow Him. More great entries coming up for you. One here from a regular writer of the programme, Josephine Bellis of 24 Sefton Street, Putney in London. Good evening to you, Josephine.
And one from C.G. Corbett of 172A Easterly Road, Leeds 8.
And a record that made number one. Let me see. I think it was 1968, but don't count on that because I haven't got Rock File one with me, you see, and I shall have to look this one up. But it comes from Chris Farlow and the title's Out of Time. Chris Farlow. The title of the record, of course, Out of Time. And rather than read out more cards, we've got about 2 minutes to go before news time at 9 o'clock. Let's have another sort of memory trip down lanes, okay? This one comes from Sandy Shaw. The title's Always Something There to Remind Me.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me. When shadows fall, I pass the small cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you? Whoa, 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 whoa.